Seamus's brother Kieran joins us now. Kieran, a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, you'd had hopes raised before, but this time you really felt was going to be the one.
Yeah, this time the commissioners were very confident of the location. They informed us about it at an early stage, so we were quite upbeat about this particular search.
But still a shock, and tell us how you reacted when you got the news on Saturday.
When I got the news on Saturday, Noel, I was for running outside, up and down this road outside the house. That's how I felt at that time. But immediately then there was an embargo on news media, as far as I was told. So it was left to share it with my family.
50% happiness, you say, 50% sadness.
50% happiness, 50% sadness. Bittersweet, roller coaster, you name it. I've been there this weekend, and it doesn't take much to trigger the tears.
Mm. Now, Seamus was killed by the INLA, and he had been a member of the political wing of the INLA, the IRSP. What do you say to the speculation that he was killed because of an internal factional row over arms smuggling?
Well, I don't know any of that, other than what I've read in the media. Seamus had left the organisation. He was working as a teacher in Paris. He was minding his own business, getting on with his life, and he was visited by these people. That's all I know.
You have formed a bond with other disappeared families. The discovery, hopefully, when it's confirmed, the discovery of Seamus will leave three others, Columba McVeigh, Robert Nerak, and Joe Linsky.
Yes.
You think those bonds will continue?
They will continue as long as those people are still missing. We are part of the WAVE organisation, an organisation that has given us the strength to continue with our search, and we will meet annually, monthly, whatever it takes to get the information to have these bodies retrieved. This system works. The commissioners work. It's a good way for people to give the information without the worry of prosecution. Let's put it that way.
You'll be returning to France again, Kieran?
We intend to go over there when the site is cleared. We've been over there several times in the past. To the site, and I believe we picnicked very close to the spot. In fact, we've walked past the spot where these remains have been found. And for closure for us, we feel we need to go there and close that particular piece of information in our minds.
Kieran, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning.